Okay, our friends. So, are you ready for the first night of winter? Are you ready for the first day of winter? Because, oh, my friends, it is upon us. It is here. And so, today, to celebrate, we are going to read a story called Are You Sure, Mother Bear? It was by Amy Hest. It's illustrated by Lauren Tobia, and it is read today by Mommy and...
I know what I am.
What?
Most everybody knows.
Who are you?
I'm Flippy.
You're Flippy? You mean the evil telekinetic fish?
Well, technically, that was after the whole Shinobob thing.
Yeah. So you're a good guy now?
Yeah, my daughter's name is Molly.
Awesome. So you're now a good psychokinetic fish.
She's also psychokinetic.
Amazing. That means you can move things with your mind.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, would you like to hear a story about the first day of winter? It doesn't have any fish in it, though.
Probably frozen in the sea.
Possibly frozen, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. On the first night of winter, it snowed. It snowed and snowed. And little Miss Bear would not go to sleep. She simply refused. Have you ever refused to go to sleep? Mother Bear! Mother Bear! She called down the stairs. Still no sleep? Her mother called back. Not even a wink? It's the snow, Mother. I am watching the snow. Mother Bear sprinkled cinnamon on toast and climbed the stairs and peeked in the room that was yellow. May I watch too? She asked. Oh, yes, Mother. Little Miss patted the chair and they sat very close in the big purple chair, eating toast and watching. Snow covered the yard. It covered the hills, beyond the yard. Little Miss and Mother watched for a long time together. From time to time, someone yawned. Sleepy, Little Miss?
No, Mother. Not even a wink.
You know, it could be easier if I just made the book hover while you read.
Would you do that for me?
Yeah, I need my psychokinetic powers to do that.
That'd be a lot easier. Can you also turn the pages?
Yes, I think I can.
Awesome. Winter is for sleeping, Mother said.
But why, Mother?
Because that's what bears do, Mother said. All bears sleep all winter long.
All winter long? It's much too long.
Little Miss put her nose on the window. The stars were bright that night. Little Miss loved the stars.
I will miss my stars, she said.
Of course, Mother said. But your stars will be right there in their very own place when we wake up next spring.
Are you sure, Mother Bear?
Mother Bear was sure. The moon was round that night and hazy, and Little Miss loved the moon.
I will miss my moon, she said.
Of course, Mother said. But your moon will be right there in its very own place when you wake up next spring.
Are you sure, Mother Bear? Mother Bear?
And Mother Bear was sure. But I want to just make a moment right now to talk about the interior of this house. We can see inside the bear's family home. And they have a big, beautiful window. And they have a lovely fireplace with lots of wood. It looks like a jar of honey at the top. And a clock that says that it's either springtime or wintertime. Day or night. Beyond the yard, the snowy hills were especially sparkly that night, just right for rolling. Little Miss loved the hills and rolling.
I will miss my hills,
she said. Yes, Mother said. You are very keen on rolling, but your hills will be right there in their very own place next spring for rolling.
Are you sure, Mother Bear?
Mother Bear was sure. Little Miss was sure about something, too.
I want to roll now,
she said,
because I'm very keen on rolling.
Of course, Mother said, and they buttoned blue bathrobes and pulled on green boots and scarves and mittens. In the light of the hazy moon, they walked across the yard. Went their boots, up hills and down and up to the top of the tallest hill. The wind blew and their scarves blew, and then they rolled. Over and over they rolled, over and over, rolling and rolling in soft snow. How wonderful that must feel. At the bottom of the hill, they lay very still, watching the stars and the moon, and the sky in between was blue velvet.
If I were there, I'd be running around catching stars.
Yeah.
I mean snowflakes.
I like to catch snowflakes on my tongue.
That's what I'd be doing. Uh-oh, I see something that would be really bad if we unpause the story.
What's that?
That giant snowball would fall on them.
I think that might be the moon.
Oh, why is it white?
Sometimes the moon looks white.
It should be gray.
It was time to go home. Shh, went their boots up hills and down across the yard. In the room that was yellow, the sheets were cool and the blankets were warm, and Little Miss yawned and yawned. Sleepy, Little Miss?
No, Mother.
And one more yawn. Well, good night, Little Miss. Good night until spring. Mother Bear kissed the top of her head like this. And both cheeks.
You're kissing the air, because you wouldn't kiss me.
Well, your cheek's on the other side, so can't quite get to it.
No, you're kissing the air, because you can't kiss me.
Oh, of course not. Sorry. And the tip of her nose like this. And,
oh, how Little Miss loved her mother. Mother Bear! Mother Bear!
She cried.
I will miss my Mother Bear.
Of course, Mother said, and I will miss you too, but winter is for sleeping. All bears sleep, even mothers, and when we wake up, the stars will be bright, the moon will be round, the hills will be grassy, and we'll be right here in our very own place together.
Will there be toast?
Oh, yes, Mother said. And after toast, we'll take a little night walk across the yard to the top of the tallest hill, and then we'll do some rolling. On the first night of winter, the hills were sparkly with new snow, but Little Miss and her mother were sound asleep because winter was here. And that's what bears do. But it's not what humans do. So we'll have to think about ways to celebrate winter, won't we? And that, our dear friends, is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.